So what were the biggest changes that characterized the art of these poets? It's a good question. I would say focusing firstly on Harper, who is the more prolific poet and has had more of an impact on the development of Australian poetry. In a way, his poetry, in the way it was written, was not extremely innovative. He used similar verse forms to what late 18th century and Romantic poets had used, and he didn't really experiment with some of the newer forms that were being used by poets in Britain. So, for example, unlike Tennyson and Browning, he didn't really try out the dramatic monologue as a form. And unlike Walt Whitman in America, he didn't try out free verse. He really stuck to the traditional forms and meters of of English language poetry. And this is something that's true of a lot of colonial poets, actually. If you look at New Zealand and South Africa, they tended not to be very keen to experiment with those nuts and bolts of poetry. But on the other hand, there were obvious ways in which poets like Harper and Dunlop did change English poetry, and that was to fill this poetry with Australian content, whether it was Indigenous words, descriptions of Australian landscapes, or ideas that were flowing around in Australian society, which, as I've mentioned in previous questions, was really a very different place to British society. It was an extraordinarily dynamic place where population growth was 30 or 40% a year, and there were new institutions being built all the time, new cities, new settlements, new industries, and constant alteration of relationships with the Indigenous peoples. Sometimes outright war, as on the Western Plains in the 1820s, sometimes more of an accommodation, sometimes a more bureaucratic relationship between them, or legal relationship, sometimes more personal, more violent, more peaceful. Everything was changing all the time. And you can see that in the poetry. The final kind of change you might want to consider is when you look at a prolific poet like Harper, you can see the change from the beginning to the end of their career. And there's a kind of rather sad trajectory in a way to Harper's poetry, where at the beginning of his career in the 1830s and 40s, his poetry tends to be very strident and hopeful and focused on this theme of democratic reform. Towards the middle of his career, a theme that had always been there becomes a bit more prominent, and that's the theme of violence on the frontier. And he wrote some terrible poems about that, about not terrible poems, but poems on terrible themes about the way this violence undermined the moral order in Australia. And then at the end of his life, having lived for 20 years in an agricultural district called the Hunter Valley, he moved down to be a commissioner on one of the gold fields in the place where he ended up dying, Yorubadulla in southern New South Wales. And while he was there, he seems to have had a kind of spiritual awakening, and his poetry turned inward. It ceased to be so focused on political themes. And he spent his time working on a great epic poem, which many people consider his best poem, called The Witch of Hebron, which describes an immortal main character who goes through many reincarnations, and in each time they're reincarnated, learns some new fact about the life of the soul. But it's a very tragic poem. The reason this character is immortal is they've made a pact with the devil, and in the end, despite all that they've learned through their reincarnations, they're unable to repent and go to hell. That's what happens in the poem. So it's a very strange and cynical and mystical poem that doesn't express a very hopeful view of the possibilities for modern life. It suggests that we're mired in a spiritual quagmire, which we can only escape on our own, and which is extremely difficult to escape. So there is that change across Harper's life, and in the poetry, you can see his poetry being quite rhetorical at the beginning and directed at the reader to try and persuade them of things. Whereas towards the end, the poetry becomes increasingly inward-looking and mystical and addressed to himself as he's trying to sort through problems that he's having.